you know that you're listed as sleepy sidekick? Seems pretty messed up.
I guess I'm sleepy.
Oh, God.
I guess you're pretty sleepy.
Oh, my gosh. Podcasting is so hard. Don't let anybody tell you different. It's so hard.
Okay.
What's happening?
Ready, set, yep. Go.
Oh, beautiful. This is good? Okay. Oh, my gosh.
It's just you sighing over the theme song.
Too many buttons.
This again.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, here we go. All right, welcome to Dr. Game Show. This is working? We feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, welcome to Dr. Game Show. This is a show where we play games submitted by listeners. It's we play them regardless of quality or content, mm-hmm. and it's the kind of show you listen to get caught up on the news and be informed.
Like, for example,
it's pretty much the Daily, I'd say.
What's the Daily?
It's the New York Times.
Oh, right.
But there, I've been listening to it. Do you guys listen to it?
No.
Do you listen to it?
Occasionally.
It's like always sad, but the news is always sad, right? Okay. I know, I'm sorry, I'm on a tangent, but I haven't talked to anybody in a long time. So no,
this is the podcast where we inform the listeners.
It's true. About
sad
games.
News.
Yeah.
Sad news.
I mean, sad news. Okay, yeah. So there was this one story about how...
When you said this is like the Daily, so you mean we're literally going to recap the Daily.
Yeah.
That's what I thought we were doing.
Yes. Oh, so just so we know, just so everybody's clear, I'm Joe Firestone. This is Manolo Moreno.
Right.
Right? Do you want to say anything about you? Just before we get into this.
About? About what?
Do you know what do you mean?
Do I want to say anything about what?
Yourself?
Oh, yeah. Drinking coffee.
Okay. Okay. And then how about, so we have Josh Gondelman here.
Hi.
Yeah. You've written for a bunch of TV shows.
That's true.
You have an album that came out.
Mm-hmm.
What's the album called?
Dancing on a Weeknight.
And then the last one was Physical Whisper.
Physical Whisper.
Wow. And those are the two. Are there any more albums?
There's one that's before, but I don't think it's like quite comparable in quality.
The Physical Whisper is on a tape.
It's on a cassette. Yeah. And then the new one was on a record.
What?
Yeah. I just feel, they're all online too, but I just feel like it's fun because a CD is like in this gray zone where people are like, a CD, I don't want that.
Yeah.
But if you put it out on like a cuneiform tablet, people would be like, sick, yeah. Gotta cop it.
Do you think CDs are ever going to be cool?
I bet they'll come back. I bet there will be like DJs with big CD wallets instead of crates. You know those ones that you'd have in the back of your friend's car,
mm-hmm.
and they would all be scratched from people stepping on them.
Melted from the sun.
Melted from the sun. Yeah. All the written by hand Sharpie labels faded.
Burnt.
You don't know which 311 album you're listening to.
Yeah.
But okay, so then listen. So we got the. Can I just ask you one question?
Of course.
Was the record a color?
No, I don't think they gave me a lot of options. I would have done like a translucent purple to match the color scheme of the cover.
Oh,
I know.
That's a pretty cool thing.
I
used to have a record player.
Oh,
I just got one, but I don't know that it works because we only have one record and it doesn't work.
What?
I don't know if it's the record or the player.
It doesn't work.
It plays like, it's like very wobbly.
Oh.
So I don't know if the record is warped or if the turntable is warped.
Is it your record?
No.
You don't own your record?
I do own my record, but I've never been like, honey, you come into the living room. I'm going to fire up some me on the Victrola.
Yeah.
I have a book, too.
Yeah.
I don't mean to do all plugs.
This is the plug time.
A book coming out in September that's pre-orderable now. It's called Nice Try, Stories of Best Intentions and Mixed Results.
Oh, and then you also have another book out that you wrote with your friend.
I co-wrote a book with my friend Joe Berkowitz a few years ago.
And what's that book called?
That book is called You Blew It, which is a fun title. I would say it's like basically an etiquette guide for how you've already ruined your life.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Do you feel like you've ruined your life, Manolo? Okay.
Okay, that's
all
fair.
All right, okay, okay.
Is your album on any other formats?
No. No.
Your album is so good.
That's very nice. You know, I felt like I kind of felt like a little bit of a bunch, you know, because I was like,
A bunch of what?
Like a bunch. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like, oh my gosh, you bunch.
Is this a regional?
Yeah, it's pretty regional. But so
like
was
in
like
a grocery store.
Yeah, it's regional to the produce aisle of grocery stores.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, like, are you cold?
No, I'm just, you know,
stern.
Like, I'm stern.
Stern, you're stern. He's got his arms crossed right now. That looks like, yeah.
He just found out you're throwing a party and not studying.
Yeah, you do look like that. Also, you look so skinny. Uh-oh. I haven't seen Manolo in so. I haven't seen Josh in so long
it's
either.
Been so long.
I know.
Yeah,
I've seen neither
this whole time.
I was actually in a grocery store.
Just
bunching up.
I was telling people you were in a mountain.
Really? In a mountain?
Just in a mountain.
Yeah.
Just cooking up some ice.
I went to your website recently. It looks like a bird we do not understand.
Okay, listen. So maybe we... Okay, so we're doing a little... Just to catch everybody up. This is really chatty. We normally are not this chatty, but I think it's we haven't recorded in a long time. But because I've been in a mountain. But so
cooking up some ice.
Cooking up some ice in a mountain. But okay, first of all, just so you know, we just... one of us just watched an episode of Divorce for the first time to see our friend Dylan Marin, who's somebody we've wanted to get on the podcast for a long time, and he's in an episode, so we were pretty excited
Dylan's
about
great.
That. And he was in it, so we were referencing some. If you've seen episode one of season three and that only, then we are the same.
Mm-hmm. We are like the Daily.
Yeah, we are the Daily. Oh, that's the thing. So the Daily always makes news sad, even if it might not be sad. And there was this news story about how the childbirth rates are going down. Women used to have people used to have 3 babies per mother, and now they're having 2 babies per mother.
Okay.
And I thought this was a good thing.
I always think that when I hear stories like that, they're like, it's a crisis. And I don't know.
Right. Well, I thought it was like for global warming that it would be a good thing.
Yeah. And I think Japan has it worse.
Yeah.
Right.
That there's fewer babies.
Yeah.
Well, so then I thought that was maybe a good thing, but then they were like, actually, it's actually really bad because now there's going to be no one to take care of us when we're old.
My one of the things, speaking of ruining your life.
Yeah.
My sisters have kids, and one of them asked me, like, don't you want kids? And I'm like, I don't know. And then she's like, who's going to take care of you? And I was like, the robots.
For sure.
Right.
I think if we're only having kids to take care of us when we're very old. That's like a long game. That like,
and you don't know where it's going. You don't know what's happening in those 30 years.
What if you have kids and you're like,
that's even worse.
You're like, honey, we should have kids so that there's someone to take care of us. And then you're like estranged from those kids after like 25 years.
Yeah.
Just investment.
Oh boy.
Yeah, my parents were just complaining to us that there's going to be no one to take care of them.
Really?
Because we all moved away.
Oh.
But actually, Manolo, I'm going to offer, I'll take care of you.
Thanks.
Yeah. I think that you might, you're what, the age difference is what? Between us, like 6 years? 15 years. Yeah, you're 15 years old. You're my dad. But no, you could be, you're 7 years older than me?
Maybe.
I'm 7 years older than you.
Yeah, one of them.
Either way, yeah.
It's a May-December friendship.
Oh my gosh, gorgeous. But yeah, so I would help.
Thanks.
I'd help out. I'd bring you milk and stuff.
Or you could just send a drone over.
Yeah.
Send milk.
I'll send milk with a drone.
Aw.
Aw.
You know, I miss those days when the milk drone would come by and just...
Oh, in the glass box.
You leave them on. The
it's
just, them
it's a weapon. Did you guys know...
Whatever happened to predictability? The milk drone? The paper drone? Sorry.
I just was at a house.
Fire Stick TV.
Give me this year old familiar drones. Waiting in the drone zone.
The drone zone would be a really good podcast. Okay, there's, you know that they used to have this thing in houses where, like you could open, it's like a doggy door, but for milk.
Yeah.
Like, so you'd open a little door in the, like, at, like, waist level, and you'd put milk in, and then they could open it from the other side inside. But that's, like, I guess the equivalent for a drone of What, a chimney?
People were drinking so much milk that it influenced architecture. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know. Milk was big.
Yeah.
Milk, what's big now?
I don't know.
Chicken?
Did you say chicken?
I don't have any chicken-shaped holes in my apartment yet.
I have one Kool-Aid guy-shaped hole, but that wasn't from frequency of use. He just came over once.
You asked a question no one answered, so he had to say, yeah.
Came it was through. A yes or no question.
Yeah, but that's not for Kool-Aid to be delivered regularly.
It was just to, for a friend to drop by. Mm. Yeah, okay, so now...
any of my big round friends or smaller friends can use that hole.
Anybody can use that hole.
Yeah.
Anybody can use that hole. So listen, this is pretty much just like that. It's going to be... this is Dr. Game Show. If you're new to the show, it's a show where we're just going to play games with callers. Callers can call in, play against Josh, 857-MANOLO-1. We encourage you to call in. Manolo is spelled M-A-N-O-Z-L-O. Just kidding, no Z. Okay.
Juan is spelled J-U-A-N.
What?
Manolo-1. We're just trying to make it incredibly difficult for people to participate.
Manolo-1. Yeah. So it's, this is, you guys can call in and play against us. Well, basically, Josh, I never play. Manolo's here. And just so we're all kind of, Manolo's the judge. Manolo's going to play theme songs. And that's pretty much it. It's a little bit of a, I'd say a little bit of a mishmash, you know?
Mm. Some kind people, of a bunch.
It's kind of a bunch. People are saying that guacamole is the new milk, which is a terrible sentence, but
yeah,
I understand.
That is really gross.
I understand.
Guacamole in your coffee.
Ooh.
Oh, that, I mean, I don't think it would be good. Yeah. So now, yeah, so we're going to play these games. Anyone can submit a game, drgameshow@gmail.com. It's drgameshow@gmail.com, and we might play it on the air. And if you win against Josh, you get a...
Custom magnet.
Custom magnet. That's a magnet nobody has seen.
Unless you've been on the internet. It's... Yeah.
It looks like a bird with a do not enter sign.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. It's referenced in Divorce Season 3, and you will love it.
Get out of my head, Sarah Jessica Parker.
She is, oh my gosh, she would be so, oh my gosh, she would be so good as a caller. Please call in, Sarah Jessica. We would love to, you know. So this first game, are you guys ready? You ready to play?
Yes. Sure.
Okay, this first game is called Rick Bench. It's submitted by Riley Brown from Sandy Springs, Georgia. Take it away. Rick Bench theme song. Oh. Oh. Ooh. Wow.
Wait.
Oh. Okay.
Rick Bench. Everyone adjusted their volumes.
Yeah, everybody went to turn it down. Sorry, Manolo.
It's the sign of a good theme song.
I know when to stop. Oh, you were turning it up?
Yeah.
No, I was turning it down because I was overwhelmed by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was overwhelmed by it as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is
Rick. I was trying to turn down the emotion.
Okay, so this is how this game works. This is what Riley writes. Rick Bench, come up with a backstory for an everyday object where the inventor's last name is the name of the object. Short example. The bench was invented by Rick Bench to allow people to enjoy the park during the French fire ant crisis of 1876. Manolo judges and awards custom magnets. Pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, Josh, are you prepared?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. All right.
That's what I would tell myself every time I answer the phone.
What?
Am I prepared?
Okay, let's take a call from Rachel from Corvallis, Oregon.
Oh, I love Corvallis. I was just there in
Are
January.
Are you joking?
No, it's like a cute college town.
What? Rachel?
Hello.
Rachel, do you know that Josh has been to Corvallis?
I do. I met him.
What?
Hi, Rachel.
Are you serious? You met Josh?
Do you remember Rachel?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Where did you all meet, Rachel? Yeah.
Josh, where did you all meet?
I only went two places. I had a show in Corvallis, and it was wonderful. It was so fun. Everyone was so nice.
That, dang, Rachel.
I'm glad to hear it.
Are you nice, or what's your deal? Oh my God.
I like to think of myself as nice.
Yeah, Rachel is great.
Dang. I can't believe it. Wow. So what? Listen, somebody here has never heard of Corvallis. Me. So we're wondering, what are the top two things to do in Corvallis?
Well, Oregon State University is here, so you could go to college. Yeah.
Okay. Next.
Then I guess hiking would be another good thing to do in Corvallis.
Also, Meredith Brooks is from here.
Who is that?
That's Dusty.
Oh, sorry.
Dusty?
Yes.
Dusty, this is a child-friendly show. Could you revise that lyric, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. She's our most famous resident. We're not allowed to censor her here. Sorry.
Oh, interesting. It's actually pronounced "I'm a bunch, I'm a lover."
Oh, okay. Now I get it.
Yeah. So it's Rachel and Rusty.
Dusty. Yeah. See, okay. Would I have known that if I didn't remember meeting Rachel and Dusty and Corvallis?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they're awesome. They did the show.
Well, wait. So what should we study in at Corvallis College?
It's not Corvallis College.
Public forestry.
Public forestry? Nah, I keep my forestry private.
Yeah, I want
that's
private.
That's for me and me alone.
Yeah, where should we go for private forestry? NYU? Okay. Wow. I just burned NYU.
Yeah, take that.
Take that. Whoa, someone on the message board went to college in Corvallis.
Just, is it Rachel and Dustin?
Yes. This is some wild stuff. Okay, so now is Dusty gonna... I think for the purposes of this game, we should call you as a team Rusty. So, Rusty, are you going to play as a team?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Work on your synchronization, but yeah, okay. So, all right. For your first one, Josh, would you like to go first or you want Rusty to go first?
I would like Rusty to go first. Okay. I cede the position.
Okay. Rusty, your object is... Manolo. No. Manolo. What's the object?
Saw.
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 Yeah.
Sandy Saw is the inventor of the public forestry program at Oregon State University, and they had to invent the saw in order to start the forestry department.
Seems like that would be a way to stop the forestry department.
So before that, there were just trees growing all willy-nilly.
Yeah, and there's too many. It needs to be a forest. It needs to be shaped.
Yeah. And we have a department. And we just need a tool to make that possible.
Understood. Manolo, what do you think?
I liked it. It sounds doable.
You like Sandy Saw?
Sandy Saw.
What
a good contributor.
Wow. Rusty, you're getting a custom magnet.
All right.
That's great.
Dang. Husband.
So nice to talk to you guys, too.
Dang. Wow. See you later, Corvallis.
See you later, Corvallis.
See you later, Corvallis. Okay, Josh.
Yes.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Manolo.
Is there a magnet at stake for me too, or am I just playing for pride?
Oh my gosh. Yes. We'll get you something. Jeez.
I'm just trying
what
to establish
the option?
Stakes for the listeners.
Are you just playing for pride?
That's what you said. Is it just for the love of the game?
No, definitely not. There's no love. Only magnets. Do you know what? I moved into a new place. It doesn't take magnets.
What?
What?
Doesn't take
it. Your refrigerator.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Only the side of our refrigerator is magnetic. The front isn't.
What's up with that?
I don't like it.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
All the computer chips.
Oh. I don't like...
It's not a smart computer.
I don't like a smart refrigerator. I like my refrigerator with limited knowledge. Just like, hey, dude, this cold pizza in here. Let's have a good time.
Dang. So, Alex, just so we know, just so everybody knows on the message, or in general for listeners, Alex, our producer, moved to Alaska. So, Alex is working remotely from Alaska, and Alex gives us notes on a computer through those states. Mm-hmm. And Alex just wrote, boo at stainless steel fridges, boo.
He is
trolling us. Through the internet.
I thought he was agreeing with us.
I think he was trolling the big refrigerator or something.
Big fridge.
Oh, sorry.
That just
my bad.
Like a walking
okay. Alex, we're cool. Okay, so, ready, Josh?
So I'm going to go.
Yeah, yes. And Manolo needs to give you something.
Blood.
What are you talking about?
So I need to come up with a backstory for the inventor of blood.
The everyday object of blood. Manolo, blood. Dang, this is a weekend. Mm. Oh my gosh, somebody just suggested putting the magnets on the microwaves.
Oh, I didn't know you could
Have
do
you
that.
Tried that.
That's good.
Good idea.
These listeners are on the ball.
Yeah, they're really on the ball.
So are we doing blood or are we switching this up? You
know? Should I switch it?
I think maybe that would be a little bit nicer to our guest.
Okay.
He is
nice.
Playing for pride.
I can do blood.
Don't do blood.
Okay. So it has to be something that was invented.
What are you talking about?
So I can't say like oregano?
Everyday object. What?
Okay.
Name three objects right now. Blood, oregano,
and
skin. What else?
Blood, oregano. Yeah, actually, you shouldn't buy oregano because so much of it comes from those mines. And they call it blood oregano. It's really dangerous to harvest. You gotta get conflict-free oregano.
Blood oregano.
Oh my God!
Leonardo DiCaprio was in the movie. Mm-hmm.
Blood or egg? No.
Now, Manolo, this has kind of become its own game
object.
Of make Manolo do an,
say
an object.
Say an object. Right, say an object.
You can literally do that thing from movies where they look around a room and then pretend their name is the object. Rick Bench.
Plank.
What did you say?
Plank.
Plank.
Like a wooden plank.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Something else.
Yeah.
All right. So. There was 18th century Spain, there was a baroness named Sophia Planck. And the problem was she always found every place she went, she would wear these beautiful gowns. And whenever she would stand on stages, they would droop over the side because they were so ornate. So she had her master carpenter that build using wooden. They just called them wood chunks, but in Spanish, they would build out like a plank, what we now know as a plank. So that her gown would be able to bloom without drooping, and it wouldn't like drag off the side of the stage. So she was the inventor. She drew up the schematics, but the all the credit was given, unfortunately, to her husband, Paolo Planck.
Mm. What was the inventor's name?
That's
again?
A true
Sophia
Planck.
Wow.
Sophia Planck.
Mm-hmm. It's a true fairy tale. I loved that.
Was it ever pronounced Planck or did it just...
Yo, yeah, in Spain they still say Planck.
Planck, oh. Is it kind of like, do you know that synthesizer, the Moog? Moog?
Yeah.
It's pronounced Moog.
Mm-hmm. But it looks like Moog.
People call it Moog.
Mm-hmm. It's just like that.
Yeah, from Anastasia Moog.
Damn.
Another baroness.
Yeah.
Duchess Anastasia Moog.
Yeah, that sounds real.
Wow, you get a custom magnet. Wow,
thank
for
you.
Sophia Planck. Wow, people are saying, how do you win this game? If you're asking that, you need to be listening closer because there's truly no way of, you know what I mean, winning. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, winning? Okay, so this is Liz from Seattle. Have you been there?
I have been there.
Oh my gosh, Liz.
Do you know Liz?
I don't
know.
Hi, Liz.
Joe, Manolo, Josh.
Hi. What's going on, Liz?
I don't know you, Josh. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, listen.
I mean, I know you exist. I just
Thanks,
didn't
Liz.
Ever meet you in Seattle.
Thank you for validating that much. And not sending me into an existential tailspin. Mm-hmm. Like, well, Manolo and Joe, so nice to talk to you. Josh, not sure you exist.
Who knows who I'm talking to?
So usually Alex, when he talks to the callers, gets a little bit of information about the callers. And Liz, every bit of information is about cats, and it's a little concerning. Would you tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
Yeah, I didn't plan ahead and I didn't have any interesting things to throw at you guys today. So I just thought I was hanging out with cats. I do have a cat on my lap right now.
Nice.
What's the cat's name?
Professor Killingsworth.
Nice.
It's cute.
And it's Professor.
Oh, thank you for clarifying.
Thank you.
When you when you enter your house or apartment and you call your cat, how do you refer to it?
I refer to this one as Professor. Professor. We have another one that we call Moo.
Is that short for anything?
Moon Boots Zappa.
That's good.
I'm glad I asked.
I thought it was going to be like moveon.org. We call her Moo.
Short for Move.
She's cow colored, so it makes sense.
Oh man, moveon.org. Okay, so Liz, are you ready for yours?
You know, I'm a little afraid since blood was an option, so
Liz,
bring it on.
Great.
Let's see what happens.
Well, it could always be oregano, so we never know. Manolo?
It could be fear.
I don't know if I can outdo Plunk. That was kind of brilliant.
Plunk.
So we'll see what happens.
Feel Plunk?
What about love?
Manolo! Everyday object!
I shouldn't have put fear into your head. Or your heart.
Okay. No,
okay
don't
okay.
do love. Do bowl.
Bowl.
Bowl?
Unless, Manolo, do you have another option?
Bowl. The backstory of the invention of bowl.
Hold on. Hold on. Liz, it might not be bowl. You have a second chance, Manolo.
Okay.
Okay. Bread.
Okay. Again, everyday object. Okay. I guess bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an everyday object.
Okay, bread.
I see bread every
bread.
Day. Yeah, so Dave Bread. kind of a nerd, kind of an outcast.
Mm-hmm.
He spent a lot of time in his lab.
Was he a doctor or just some guy with a lab?
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, definitely no credentials whatsoever.
Just
playing around.
Just had a lab.
Or was it short for Labrador?
Spent a lot of time with his dog.
In the Labrador.
A Labradoratory. It's for dog scientists.
Sorry.
So Dave Bread was messing around one day and
yeah, that sounds like what you do in a lab without credentials.
He spilled some yeast into a bowl and it rose and he stuck it in the oven.
Sure.
Bread. So he just was like, yeah, what's this tasty, fluffy stuff, and put it in his mouth and was like, oh, I'm definitely naming this after myself.
Was it his habit to just eat whatever happened to the lab? Or was
only
this a special case? He could have just as easily been named Dave Poison.
Well, Dave Poison died.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Dave
and then
Poison
he was memorialized in that Belle Biv DeVoe song.
Yeah. He invented poison.
Ouch.
Well, listen, Dave Bread really brought us together, Liz. I don't know what's going to happen, though. What do you think?
That's so perfectly in the spirit of the game being called Rick Bench.
Dave Bread and Rick Bench are definitely friends.
They sound related, even though their names aren't the same. They're in-laws.
Yeah. I like Dave Bread.
Nice. Liz, you're getting a custom magnet.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Okay, enjoy those kitty cats. Goodbye.
I will.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye. Okay, well, that was really good. That was really good. Dave Bread. Okay, we're going to take one more call and then we're going to move on to the next game. Okay? We're going to talk to... We're going to talk to Ian, Beatrice, and Megan from Knob Nosker, Missouri. Okay, Ian, Beatrice, and Megan, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's who?
This is Ian.
Okay.
And I'm Megan.
We missed the middle.
Beatrice.
The name dates back to the 1400s.
Yep, there you go.
All right. Hold on. No, listen. I don't know if there's some kind of family speakerphone going on, but I'm going to need you guys to get into that telephone so we can hear you real good. So now listen. Ian, Beatrice, and Megan, you are a family, right?
Yeah.
Okay, who's...
We've been called one.
Nice. Okay, so now are you going to play as a family?
Yes, we're a team.
Are you going to give them a name?
Yeah, Ian, Beatrice, Megan. Megatress.
Yeah, Megatress.
Megatress.
Like a big, cool robot.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Megatress, are you ready?
We're ready.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for calling me that.
Okay, so, Manolo?
Oh, yeah. What's a good last name? Oh, Box.
Box. Megatress Box.
Okay. Dr. Albert Box.
This guy's a real doctor. I like the start.
What do you do?
What do you do? So in the early 1300s, he found a cat. And he was like, this cat needs a thing to play in. So he invented the box. He put the cat in the box, and the cat went up.
And now it's used as a thing for packaging peanuts.
It was originally for cats to play in. A lot of people don't know that about the box.
Mm-hmm.
They think that it started as a thing for packaging, and then cats played in it. And then
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, when they had to move, the first thing they moved was a cat.
Oh, my gosh.
They're like, oh, let's do this with other things.
Yeah. This is a real Hydrox Oreo situation. People don't realize Hydrox came first.
Can I ask one question? So what was Dr. Albert Box a doctor in?
What was he a doctor in?
I don't know.
He had a doctorate in bees.
Oh,
he studied bees.
In bees, he had a doctorate in bees. Just loved cats and bees.
PhD.
PhDs. Wow. Well, that was I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Megatress, really informative. I just don't know. What do you think, Manolo?
I did just Wikipedia Box, and it did mention Dr. Albert Box.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna have to go with it.
Wow, you're getting a custom magnet. Nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. Dr. Albert Box for the win. Okay, goodbye, Megatress.
Goodbye.
Wow. It always feels good to say goodbye and hear a goodbye back. That's what I'll tell you. They'll never get that from us. Okay.
It's a social contract.
It's gorgeous.
The saddest wisdom I've ever heard.
It's just like a wise southern mama. Do you know what I liked about life?
When you say goodbye and then someone else says goodbye, it's like, what has your life been otherwise?
Oh my gosh. Well, that was Rick Bench. So, beautiful.
I loved Rick Bench.
So, no, listen. So, Josh, this next game, I will warn you, this is a game that we learned. That actually Manolo is incredible at.
Okay.
So
are you sure?
So Manolo's gonna play this game as well. But
okay.
It is like a very tricky game, and it's actually. Oh wait, never mind.
No, that's different. This was the thing that came out.
This
of
This
has came
out. Okay, so this came out of a game. Sorry, this came out of a game that was last week's winner. That it's called IAI, and basically you had to say say a sentence with only using the vowels.
No, you say a sentence, but you switch the vowels of every word to a different vowel. And then we had to guess what that was.
Yeah, and Manolo was like really good at it and really lit up the boards.
I think I know why. It's because when I'm listening to people, I'm only half listening. I only like listening to the consonants and I piece it together from there.
Well, so this is a game that's inspired by that.
Okay.
It's actually, you know, we've talked a lot about robots, and this is it's a robot-inspired game. So this is called IAI, inspired by Carlos from Yukon, Oklahoma, with rules by former guest Alden Ford. Now, Carlos was Manolo's enemy. We have never heard from Carlos again, but man, it was glorious. Okay, so Manolo, you want to give a theme song?
Mm-hmm.
IAI.
AI, 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 AI.
That's it.
That one I turned up.
Okay.
I wore that feeling.
I mean, that was really good. I think that I've been kind of, you know, sometimes when you work with somebody, you like do different approaches where you're like, oh, you're so bad, to get them
negative
to be better.
Reinforcement.
You know what
is
I mean?
That what it's called?
Yeah, and I think that I found with you that working with you, it's like actually no enforcement at all really brings out the best in you.
Yeah. Just kind of a Montessori show that you're hosting.
Pretty much.
If you just kind of let Manolo alone with a couple of crayons, like he actually figures out what math is. So it's pretty good. Okay, so here's how this game works. You make a statement as a robot designed to do a particular task from the perspective of the robot. Manolo has to guess what kind of robot you are. So, for example, I'm a horse for a cat. The answer would be a Roomba.
Sure.
That's
okay.
Pretty tough.
It's pretty tough. I think you can go a little easier, but that was just...
And why do I have to guess it?
Because you're kind of like that kind of cool... You're kind
like
of like
Rain
that
Man?
Kind of... Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay.
Like a
cool like, Ken
like a
Jennings.
Cool...
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, so we ready to take a call? Let's talk to Dave from Minneapolis, whose daughter just barfed 3 times in the car. Nice. Dave, are you there?
I'm here.
Dave, how's your daughter doing?
She's fine. It's not a scary barf like Alex asked me about. She's never barfed before, so she didn't know what was going on. So she said her stomach hurt, so she asked for ice cream, and my wife gave her ice cream, and then it got worse from there.
Whoa.
We called in the car.
That's interesting that she tried to diagnose herself.
Yes, and I think at a certain age, you don't know what's happening, so it kind of just happened, and then it happened, and it happened.
How did she deal with that? Was she cool with it?
Did she like it, or
did she feel...
So I have to admit, I did not bear the brunt of this, because they were in a van traveling home. So I had to walk out the car seat, but I didn't take much of the hit. So apparently the kid just listened to podcasts. And my wife had to pull over for number 2 and number 3. And my daughter didn't care.
Wait, the children or the action?
For the barfs number 2.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I understand. And then, Dave, could you just, people are wondering if your last name, you don't have to tell us, but if you could just let us know if it is or it is not Bread.
My name's Dave Bread. How do you guys know that?
Oh my gosh, it's Dave Bread.
Wow. The Dave Bread.
The Dave
the
Bread.
Presence of fake science royalty.
Dave Bread.
Wow, Dave Bread calls in. Wow.
You're a doctor.
No. You're just a guy with a laboratory.
Oh, just a guy with a laboratory. So you could do something with that barf.
Yeah. You're going to want to talk to Dave Barf.
Yeah,
the inventor of barf.
Dave Barf.
He was the first guy to ever barf.
He didn't know what was going on, just ate more ice cream.
He's like, is this something?
Yeah.
Those are the first words after.
Can you imagine throwing up on yourself and it's like, I guess I invented this?
Just like, imagine. You'd probably be have kind of a quizzical thing like you had, but imagine being the first guy to ever throw up and just being like, I just changed the game. Yeah. Normally things go in. I'm the first out guy.
Yeah. If only we heard the story of Dave Blood.
If only.
More scary, though.
More scary. Certainly more scary than Dave Barf.
Look what I discovered.
Oh, my God.
And then he just passes out.
From the excitement of discovery.
Of course.
And the loss of blood.
Yes.
Which before that didn't have a name.
Oh my God. Dave Barf, Dave Bread. Okay, so now Dave Bread, could you please give us a robot voice explanation of what you do, and then Manola will guess what kind of robot you are.
Normally I'm a judger.
So I need to pretend to be a robot, and that robot voice needs to sound like it is what it does?
No. I think it's more like you just have to do robot voice. That's extra. That's bonus. We love that. We'd love to hear that. But also, you just have to be like, for example, like vacuum cleaner. Like, I'm so into breathing in and not into breathing out.
But in a robot voice.
Yeah, in a robot voice. That was my robot voice.
Oh, okay. Sassy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The robots are getting more realistic. they're
learning.
Are coming for us.
From tweens.
Yeah, so do you feel positive about this, Dave Bread?
I should have chosen a bread maker, but I didn't.
Oh my gosh.
Don't tell us.
Yeah, don't tell us.
What if we would have guessed bread maker?
I know. It was a lost opportunity. Oh my goodness. Okay. I look like a Roomba, but I carry packages in warehouses.
Oh, okay.
Like those Amazon robots, drones, forklifts.
Whoa. I'm so happy that you actually knew what I was talking about.
Wow. That was the answer?
Forklift?
No, like those Amazon robots.
Oh.
Yeah, they look like big Roombas, and they're like the size of a Amazon box, and they like do all this fancy stuff in the warehouses.
It's pretty creepy.
I didn't know that. I gotta look that up. Yeah. This is good. So, Dave, Bread, you get a piece of bread. I mean, a magnet. Okay, there we go. Nice work. All right, goodbye, Dave. Good luck with your sick daughter.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Love the goodbyes.
We got one of those mutual goodbyes.
Love the
so
goodbyes. It's so important.
This is why I do this show.
Love saying goodbye to people all across the states. Let's talk to Lennon from Marblehead, Ohio. Lennon, are you there?
Yes.
Lennon, love your attitude so far. Lennon, what's going on?
We just got back from the beach.
Okay.
Which beach?
Which beach? Which beach, Bunch?
Missouri Beach. Like, there's so many, but I don't know the specific name, but...
Mm. Mm. Safe.
Likely story.
Yeah, pretty good answer, I'd say.
Is it safe. Like a lake beach?
Yeah. Yeah, Lake Beach.
Oh, I love a lake beach.
I've never been to one.
I love a lake beach. Oh,
so
man.
Is it a lake beach if it's sand?
No, it doesn't have to be sand. Can
so
be
just
sand.
The edge of a
can
beach.
Be sand. Can be sand.
Can
what
be
do you
sand.
Mean the edge of a beach?
The edge of a
all
lake.
Beaches are the edges of the beach.
I mean, so
the whole beach is the
edge.
Yes.
Of a, the edge of a lake. It,
yes.
That's a
yeah,
beach.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Whenever you go to a beach, it's just you went to a lake or a pond or something. So that's considered a beach.
Beach.
And it doesn't have to be sand.
Oh, could be rock beach.
Oh, yeah, rock beach.
Lennon, okay. I'm so sorry we had to get into that. Listen, Lennon.
Okay, do you guys remember me?
Yeah, definitely. Do you remember us? More
oh,
important
good question.
Question.
Flip the script on her.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Do you remember us?
Yes.
Wow, that took a lot. Okay.
What was the last game you played?
already celebrity birthday. Celebrity, celebrity birthday.
Celebrity birthday.
Oh.
Yeah. Manolo,
that one.
Show a little enthusiasm.
Yay.
Okay. Okay. So, okay, Lennon, are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, go for it.
I am a robot who eats poo-poos and pee-pees.
All right.
Sick, Lennon. That is so sick. Call in with that Saturday afternoon.
The only thing I could think of.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
I feel like when the robots rise up against us, whatever this robot is will be the first to be like, that was pretty messed up you made me do that.
They're in the front line for sure. Is it my dog Felix? JK. Is it a toilet bowl?
What? That's a robot?
Yes.
What?
What did you think it was, Joe?
What? What?
A toilet robot. It's a toilet robot.
Yeah, it just walks around.
Like a bidet?
What did you think it was, Joe?
I thought it was...
A robot toilet.
Oh, a robot toilet. Yeah. Yes. Like the ones that are warm and cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But and you... still the major function is what Lennon said.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Lennon, another memorable call. Now, if you wouldn't mind, Manolo, could you be honest? Did you guess that?
Yeah, I guessed it.
No, so Lennon, I guess is
the winner.
Wow, Lennon, really nice work.
Way to go, Lennon.
Way to go, Lennon.
And way to go, Manolo. It was a team effort.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, Lennon. Yeah, Lennon, I just wanted to say I just want to say goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, nice. Nice. It feels awesome. Thank you.
I was worried she was going to leave you hanging.
It felt pretty bad.
Good job, Lennon.
Well, you'll get one when I call back next.
Oh, my God.
Repeat.
You ever had like a three-time champion?
Well, I think we've had a few regulars. Cool. They, you know, it's tricky because the more they call, the more I hate them. So it's almost like there's really no reward in being invested in the show.
They have such an easy time sticking things to their refrigerators and microwaves now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on. They have no stainless steel. It's all stained steel.
It's just real dirty steel.
Just nasty steel.
Yeah, rust.
Oh,
your refrigerator is practically rust.
Josh, you haven't gone. I just realized.
I haven't gone yet.
You should go.
Okay, I'm going to do a robot voice.
Okay.
Your fingers make me sing. No, not in like a gross way.
Okay.
I love that. That's like the beginning of a poem.
A robot is like the beginning of a poem.
Is it me in particular?
I mean, like it definitely applies to you.
Oh yeah, is it a keyboard?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Nice work.
Nice that was work.
I love that. What is it? Your fingers make me sing?
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Sing. It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Dang.
That's like what I guess it could be like a poem a keyboard would write to the person who plays it.
I guess, yeah, I guess the keyboard, yeah. The keyboard would have to.
And then if not, it's like, your fingers make me shout. It's like, stop hitting me so hard, Elton John. It's like, yeah, Benny and the Jets, we get it.
I hate you, Ben Folds. Stop trying to be punk.
Every song is misery for me, Ben Folds.
Wait, oh my gosh. Oh
they
my
call
gosh.
It tickling the ivories, not pummeling the ivories.
I have made a huge mistake.
Oh no.
So we're supposed to say, every time we say custom magnet, we're supposed to say how the show is sponsored by Sticker Mule.
It's sponsored by Sticker Mule. We haven't
really mentioned that. So if maybe we could just talk about Sticker Mule for like a quick second, and then we'll take a
sure.
Take a quick, then we'll have a break from our sponsor.
Okay.
Can we drop it in like a Funkmaster Flex, like Sticker Mule?
Yeah, if you could just do a few different variations of sponsored by Sticker Mule, like maybe five in a row, and then we can just put them in. Yeah, Manolo, you want to go first?
Hold on, let me do it over.
Okay. Yeah.
One of five.
Sticker Mule.
Uh-huh. Then now two.
Again?
Yeah, just a couple of variations.
Hey, that was Sticker Mule. Wait.
Yep, three.
By that, I mean Sticker Mule.
Okay, nice. That's four. Okay, another one.
I thought
one
Josh was going to do one.
No, we're going to do five from you, five from Josh. Mm. Oh, that's one from Josh. Nice.
I have no deal with Sticker Mule. I just want you to say, I just want to be clear. I have no sponsorship affiliation with them. They'll have to deal with me with separately.
With whom?
With I have no sponsorship deal with Sticker Mule.
Oh, so that's two? Great.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Hoodwinked by Sticker Mule.
That's three. Thank you so much. Okay, and if we could just get a couple more from you guys. Oh, I know. What's a glue stick and a goat? It's definitely not a
Sticker Mule.
Yeah, nice. That works. Yep.
What's a glue stick and a goat?
That's a weird robot.
Okay. Anything else? Any other? If you guys want to really just take a stab at what's your favorite object and favorite animal?
I thought we weren't gonna hire any editors.
I know that's the tricky thing. Is like we're kind of on a budget.
Mm. I feel like this is all gold.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I don't know. How about a glitter dog? No.
What about Sticker Mule?
Nice. Okay.
Glitter dog.
Okay, well, we did it. All right.
If we were sponsored by Glitter Dog, that would be cool. Too.
That would be cool. Glitter Dog, if you're out there, if you exist, you should also sponsor this show.
Oh, dang. Oh, well, Alex just mentioned that they won't be edited in. Fair enough. That's fair. That's fair.
What a nice oasis.
Can you edit it out? Yeah, that possible?
That's the real question. Interesting.
Hello, Internet. I'm your husband host, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your wife host, Teresa McElroy.
And together we present Schmanners.
It's extraordinary etiquette.
For ordinary occasions.
We explain the historical significance of everyday etiquette topics, then answer your questions relating to modern life.
So join us weekly on MaximumFun.org or wherever podcasts are found.
No RSVP required.
Check out Schmanners.
Manners, Schmanners. Get it?
Unless you're able to discuss the semiotics of direwolves in Game of Thrones, Inside Pop is definitely not for you.
Sean, that's a little extreme and also not quite true.
Okay, Amita, how about Inside Pop is the podcast for people who love and appreciate the best pop culture has to offer.
Much better.
In every episode, we interview the people who create the culture you crave.
Past interviews include Luke Cage showrunner Cheo Hadari Coker, the music supervisor of The Florida Project, and Mudbound director Dee Rees.
You'll also get the very best pop culture recommendations in our Big Sell segment.
Plus the opinions of two TV producers who are pop culture obsessives and actually do care a lot about direwolves.
Which, of course, symbolize our inability to truly connect with the natural world without ultimately destroying it and in the process destroying ourselves.
Listen to Inside Pop every other Wednesday on the Maximum Fun Podcast Network.
Okay, now this is the last game we're going to play. Are you ready?
Yes, of course.
This is called Childhood Nightmare / Dream Job. It's submitted by Sean Gannon from Texas. Take it away.
Gotta be more specific, Sean.
Take it away. Okay.
Childhood nightmare, dream job.
Oh.
Childhood nightmare, dream job. Childhood nightmare.
This is like someone stuck happy birthday in like some kind of hell machine.
Nightmare, dream job.
I felt the nightmare.
Yeah, where was the dream job?
I heard the dream job, but I felt the nightmare.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this game is, Sean writes, let's bring together everyone's two favorite things, reliving embarrassing childhood stories and filling out a resume. A contestant will share something embarrassing they did while under 16. The other contestants will then...
Sounds like a trick. I know.
The other contestants will then take turns spinning that into something that would sound good on a resume. For example, I was at a Catholic summer camp when I was 12 years old and I puked on a priest in church. Contestants could then say, I make a memorable first impression, or I've shared lunch with religious leaders.
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty good.
If Manolo hires them, they get a custom magnet. A bonus magnet goes to whoever has the story that makes Joe the most uncomfortable. We can take that out. Okay, yeah. So Alex, we can take that out. Yeah, Alex. Okay.
Also, big ups to Steve Puke, who invented puke. Different than Dave Barf.
Of course. Yeah, it's like, that's like a Microsoft Apple.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Also, what's...
Pirates of Nasha.
All the creative people use puke, but like more people overall barf.
Yeah. For sure.
Steve Puke. Oh my God.
He always, it was, his neck was always irritated from that turtleneck.
Steve. Oh my God. Okay.
I like the way that the poster looks. It's just this guy. And he just has covered in throw up.
It just is like puke different.
Yeah, puke different.
There was that ad. There was that ad where they were like, two guys were like, I'm barf. I have a business job. Yeah. It's like, I'm puke. I skateboard on my guitar.
Oh my God.
Yeah. From two different.
This is John Hodgman's new job.
John Hodgman as barf. And Justin Long as puke.
You could edit, re-edit that commercial.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, Alex, if you're going to re-edit this, you might as well re-edit that commercial.
If someone does, it would be so mad. Yeah. I'd be like, there's everything else to do.
No one's going to get it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, here we go. All right, so now let's, do you want to, Josh, do you want to go first or do you want to go last?
I'll go first.
Okay, go for it.
This game. So my embarrassing story was, when I was 4 years old, I was at my uncle and aunt's wedding, and I thought there was a small dish of little ice cream balls on the table, which resulted in me eating a small ball of butter.
To completion?
No, I think I took one bite and was like, this is the worst ice cream I've ever had. I think I started complaining about it, and that's when my parents were like, yeah, that's not ice cream. I was like, well, they shouldn't have made it scoop-shaped. That's on them.
Thought everyone was making ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah.
But so did you eat it with a spoon?
I don't remember. Maybe with a spoon. I might have just picked it up with my fingers. It was pretty small. I was like, this is a handleable size of ice cream. They've made ice cream for fingers now. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So that's my embarrassing story.
Well, let's see. So we're going to get some calls, have people figure out how to make it marketable. We're going to talk to Danielle from Rahway, New Jersey, who's in New Hampshire right now. Danielle?
Hi.
Hi, Danielle. So, Danielle, would you mind putting Josh ate a ball of butter. Could you reframe that, please?
Not to completion.
Not to completion. Not to completion.
As a job, like as a profession,
or like a skill.
A skill.
You don't have to be like professional butter eater.
Well, I guess, you know, I think just, well, like, you know, if in case there's very important people around, somebody's got to eat the butter in case it's poisoned, right?
That's right.
So
rest in peace, Dave.
You know,
Poison.
That's a real, because I think that happens a lot.
So on the resume, you want Josh to write, we'll eat something poison. Before you do.
Yes.
Parentheses, in case it's poison. I don't like the jobs you're putting in for, honestly.
You might have to terrify it.
I feel like this is a big career shift for me. Eating maybe poison.
Do you want to work for dictators?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah, you can work for the president. Whoa. That is somebody's job.
I honestly just don't see myself in the future in politics.
You're
Just start at food taster and then work your way up to
poison taster. Yeah.
Daniel,
it's
apparently
a terrible promotion. The hierarchy at this company, the room for advancement is bleak. Sorry, Danielle.
Wait, Daniel, you told Alex that you made a water slide that goes into a lake?
Yeah, I didn't make it, and that's important because I don't want to be liable for this situation.
Uh-huh. So
yes.
There is a water slide that goes into a lake.
A slip and slide.
A slip into the lake from the slide in your house?
Yeah, so I'm at my aunt's house, and they built a... so there's a hill that it starts on, and they put water on it, and I think they like baby whale up the kids. Well, first it's kids, and then later, once people are drinking, it's everybody.
Yep,
is what I've heard.
Is what you've read, allegedly.
Wow.
Is it attached
so
to the house?
So they grease them up a little bit, and they go down on a raft, and they land in the lake.
Down in a raft. That's helpful.
Does it go through a house?
Yeah. Well, we encourage the rafts. I think but the oil, I think, is for alternatives.
Sure.
Or they ride, I don't know.
For when you're in the raft. But does it go in the house?
Tube.
Is that that's a rumor we're hearing, is that it starts in the house?
No.
Oh, okay.
It starts up at the hill. Like it's out. Yeah, it's outdoors.
Yeah, you can't be baby oiled in the house. Yeah.
No, you can't
baby oiled outside. Somebody just,
although I don't know if they should have thought about that because the house is a higher elevation. It could be, it could be better. I'll suggest that next time.
That's some good stuff. I like that idea. I don't like slip and slides because they're too bumpy.
Yeah, they're so bumpy. I think the raft helps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you slip and slide with a raft?
Yeah.
I don't know how those
Your body
work.
Is a raft, technically.
I learned that in church.
Those Psalm John Mayer 112.
Your body is a raft, technically.
That's like a very loving, tender song to sing when you're like out at sea with someone. And you're, like if you fell off the Titanic, you're like, your body is a raft. It's like... I see what you're driving at, John, and no, you may not. You may not hang on to me while the seas toss us asunder.
Your life slips away.
Wow. Well, Daniel, that's very helpful. We really appreciate it. Now, let's just see. So you won't get a custom magnet. You don't.
Really?
I'm so sorry.
What if I hire Josh?
Oh. Well, then Josh gets the magnet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see. So, Daniel, maybe...
Does Daniel have an embarrassing
story? Yeah, maybe you have an embarrassing story, but then we'll come back to Josh's embarrassing story with the other callers. Understood. Okay, Daniel, why don't you go for it?
Oh, okay. So, for embarrassing... Oh, geez. I was thinking, like, that everything's too embarrassing or traumatic to say. Maybe.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah,
so, this is, like, not my idea. I couldn't have done this on my own because I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But we ate roadkill because... because I live in New Hampshire, but not in the woods, but a deer got hit outside of our house. And my dad thought, that's a great opportunity. Like, can I have that? Mm-hmm. You know, he asked the police. Uh-huh. And then we took it to a butcher and then we ate it and it was great and lovely. And I was really proud of it.
Was it fresh though?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, within like, yeah, you had to grab it right away before they like threw it away. So fine.
Whoa.
I think. You couldn't use all of it because it was a little, it was beaten up.
I understand this. I would also, just a caution to the two listeners, we got it before they threw it away is like not a health code.
Okay, so this is coming from the person who won't eat butter anymore.
But
so.
I understand otherwise where you're coming from. I just wanted to put that kind of red flag
That's
up.
Fair.
Okay,
That's
so,
really fair because I don't know how long you could leave it out. So, you know, I don't know how long it's safe to be outside on the road.
Like what if trash day isn't for a couple days?
Probably most people. Yeah.
Okay.
Most people might err on not.
I saw a duck. That was
okay.
That had died.
Oh,
on the street?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I just thought about that. Because I recently just saw it on the 4th of July.
Oh.
So a duck.
Fireworks accident.
Yeah, something happened.
Ducks, you can't just be shooting off fireworks. You don't have thumbs. You're not good with fire. Okay, so now do I spin this into a positive for a resume?
Mm-hmm.
I would say resourceful makes the best out of a bad situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, good. Okay, so we're going to take another call, have them weigh in on both of yours, then they'll start doing their story.
It's like a pyramid scheme.
This makes sense. Everybody wants to sell something. Okay, Lewis from Buffalo, my favorite guy.
Hi. Was that sincere?
Excuse me?
No. Was that a sincere, my favorite guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It sounded very sincere.
It is. I think if it doesn't sound sincere, it's probably something Andrew's doing with the feed.
Normally when someone sounds sincere, you point out that they sound sincere. Yeah.
So maybe Andrew needs to fix your side as well. Interesting. Okay.
This feels like the last scene of Reservoir Dogs, but just with talking.
So Lewis from Buffalo is cooking a brisket, usual. Okay, so now, Lewis, if you could weigh in on Danielle's and Josh's before you do your own, that would be great. And then Josh and Danielle will weigh in on yours. It really works out.
Okay, sounds good. Mm. Which one should I do first?
I would say go for Danielle.
Yeah.
Okay, and Danielle's is that she ate roadkill?
Yep.
Okay. Can I steal? Can I? Because the person who already said that she's resourceful makes use of the materials at hand.
No. No, you cannot steal.
No, I can't steal.
No.
Okay. Willing to adapt to local customs.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Local I'm so culturally customs. Sensitive.
Oh, Danielle's still there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Daniel's still there. Yeah. Okay, so now that was pretty good, Lewis. Now, Lewis...
somebody put that on the resume local that I was customs. Looking at, I would be like...
I really might.
What is this person all about?
Okay, so now, Lewis, do Josh. Josh
and I ate
okay,
butter.
Well, butter.
I ate butter, thinking it was ice cream.
Oh,
not to completion.
Yeah. Okay. Not to completion. Note... Knows when to throw in the towel, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. That is good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to cut bait.
Knows when to change course.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Really good. Really good.
As my uncle has said since his wedding, you don't have to eat all the butter. There's a old Gondelman family aphorism.
It's on your crest.
It's on the crest. It is a ball of butter with one bite taken out of it.
That makes...
And then rounded in Old English font that says you don't have to eat all the butter.
That makes more sense. I thought it was ice cream.
You're a fan of the crest, though.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of the crest.
Love to meet a fan of the crest.
Yes. Well, this is getting really heated up. Now, Lewis, if you could tell us an embarrassing story of yours, then we'll do that, and then Manolo will decide who gets the job.
Oh, I'm only hiring one person.
Are we trying to have the most embarrassing story? Is that like what the goal is?
No.
Just get hired.
Just get hired, bro.
Come on, man, you need this job.
If you want to get embarrassing, you can, but that's not something that we're after. We're not after shaming people.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm
economy?
Saying? We're after games.
Games, not shames.
Okay. when I was very little in grade school, one time I did the wrong spelling homework. And then when the teacher told me I did the wrong spelling homework, I ran out of the room crying and hid.
Oh. Where did you hide?
Great question.
In the bathroom.
Oh. Classic hiding spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, Josh, what do you think?
How can that be marketed?
Yeah.
I guess, I would say eager to accept and reflect on criticism in solitude without confrontation.
Wow.
Eager to accept and reflect on criticism. It's pretty marketable. What do you think, Danielle?
Oh, I think, geez, good in a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Stays alive in a crisis.
Stays
maybe
alive.
Great
stays
in
alive in a crisis. That's not bad. You don't want someone at your office who they're like, oh, we gotta ship out all these sporks by noon. Have you perished?
Yeah, they're working for Dave Spork. He is not Dave a nice Spork. Boss.
Knows how to take space from stressful situations.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, who do you think you're going to hire, Manolo?
So there's Danielle, who adapts to her circumstances and is respectful of local customs. Yeah. There's Lewis, who knows how to take space and reflects on criticism in solitude.
Stays alive during a crisis.
And then there's me, who knows when to quit while you're behind.
Well, I'm hungry, so I'm thinking about venison, so I'll go with Danielle.
Wow, Danielle, you get the job! Custom menu!
That's great!
What'd you
say? I feel
like
I learned a lot. I really am going to job search.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks.
Oh, wait, Joe?
Yeah, Lewis?
I know that we're not playing Zooey Deschanel right now, but I thought of a really good one. It's Flea Pace.
What did you say to me?
Flea Pace.
What?
For Zooey Deschanel.
Flea Pace?
Yeah.
For instead of who?
Instead of Lee Pace.
Who's that?
Lewis?
I thought that was...
He's like a famous actor.
Lewis?
He's like a very famous actor.
Yeah, he was
You're ganging up on us.
No.
I thought you were trying to do a sticker mule glitter dog thing.
Sticker mule is all we're going to hear right now, okay? Because this whole conversation is going to be edited out for sticker mule references, Lewis, okay? Yeah.
Oh, I could talk about sticker mule if you want.
Well, maybe you should talk about a sticker mule on your own time, okay? That's what you call sponsorship, okay?
Wait, Liz, but sticker mule sends a lot of fun promotional emails if you sign up, and good. You get discounts on all sorts of stuff.
I'm so glad you said that. Listen, Danielle, I just wanted to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, thank you. Oh, and you're amazing and shrill, by the way.
Thank you so much. That's so nice of you to say. Goodbye, okay? And Lewis, bye, okay?
What, not goodbye?
Sarcastic bye.
Just a regular bye.
Wow, he's done.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your mileage may vary.
That was it's not a good sign when you say bye and someone goes, mm-mm.
What? No goodbye?
They're staying.
So now listen, this was, they're staying. Staying.
But bye. Nuh-uh.
Good resume booster doesn't leave. Okay, so now.
I'm in your bathroom now.
We played three games today. We played IAI, Rick Bench, and Childhood Nightmare / Dream Job. This is the chance where people can vote. Now, Josh, what do you think should be the winning game? This is the game we play next week.
Oh, gosh, one game comes back. I think my vote goes to Rick Bench.
Okay, great choice. Great choice. What do you think, Manolo?
I liked Rick Bench.
You liked Rick? Two votes for Rick Bench? Wow.
Or as you said, Wrench.
Wrench.
Wrench. Do other people vote?
People can vote on the message boards, usually, but people aren't really... people can call in. We got a vote for IAI. That's pretty good.
I loved all the games, by the way. This is just Rick Bench really tickled me.
I mean, Rick Bench is pretty good. People are voting for Glitter Dog, Violence, Doctor, This Is a Test. They're really trying to bunch it up here. And it's not really necessary to bunch that way. Let's talk
Still
to...
Still don't know what bunch means.
That means you're kind of a bunch. Okay, so we're going to talk to Allison from Conray, Arkansas. Allison, what are you voting for?
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
I'm voting for Doctor, This Is a Test.
Excuse me? What?
Doctor, This Is a Test.
What do you mean by that?
How do you play that?
Well, so callers will call in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like Dr. Hangout.
You're waiting so much.
But it's Dr. This Is a Test.
Excuse me? So people just call in and it's called Dr. This Is a Test. And then
they kind of just hang out.
You want that to be the winning
There's no test
game
happening?
like, I mean, you know, doctor hangout, right? It's kind of those same rules, but under the guise of a test.
And you, called
in. There's a guise.
You called in to say that? That's what you want?
Yeah, that's what I think that we should play next time.
Oh, interesting.
I think one of the reasons I didn't do well in school is because I always hung out during tests.
Now, I will say this, that a bunch of people on the message board, almost, it's unheard of. We have like 20 votes for a game called Robot Elton John. So somebody...
Yeah, people have been flirting that idea for a little bit.
Flirting it?
Yeah, you know.
Flirting that idea of Robot Elton John.
What is that game? How do we play that game?
I haven't gotten the complete canon rules, but I'm pretty sure that you start singing an Elton John song, and then you slowly turn into a robot.
That is as good as the games we played today.
So that's okay. So thanks, Allison. Really appreciate that.
Like, I'm gonna... belongs.
So what are you voting for?
So are you gonna stick with
Or are you just
is this a test
Dr.
or a
Hangout?
Robot Elton John, or what would you like to
Are you testing us?
Are you hanging us out?
I'll change my vote to Robot Elton John.
Robot Elton John?
Elton John.
Turn into a robot.
Great, thanks.
Benny and the jet ski. Sorry, I apologize. My brain just does that.
Okay, I guess.
Oh boy.
Okay, well, thanks for your vote for Rowboat.
Elton John shines about sitting in a boat on the lake, singing what you're looking at.
Thank you, Allison. Really helpful. Really helpful. Goodbye. Allison? Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. That felt so good. Wow.
We almost lost her.
I almost lost her. Wow. Okay. So I guess.
We almost ruined her day.
I guess the winning game will be Robot Elton John.
Robot Elton John.
It's unfortunate. What can you do? I guess because people are saying Josh Gondelman.
Oh, yep.
It's a Robot Elton John.
That is a classic. That's a long walk to Robot Elton John. You know, Josh Gondelman, Robot Elton John. If someone said that to me out of the context of the show, I would be like, are you from the future? What's happening here?
People are really, you know, kind of going Twitter style on this message board. Pretty good. Well, congratulations to no one. We've done another game where really everybody loses. So, Josh, do you have any plugs? Anything that people can attend? How can people buy the record?
Oh, sure. If you go to my website, joshgondelman.com, you can buy my new comedy album. And you can get it on record. You can download it wherever. And my book, you can pre-order my book too.
Really? Where?
You can go to my website.
Oh,
or you
great.
Can do it. I think my website links to it. But if you go to IndieBound and search like my name and Nice Try, you'll find it. You can order from your local indie bookstore, which is fun.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. And if there are Dr. Game Show listeners who want like a very clean version of my album, I think I can like sneak you one if you email me.
Oh, that's great news. Yeah. And they can just find you through your website.
Yeah, just find me there. That is Josh Gondelman.
Beautiful. I bet people will be into that. Won't you? Won't you? Manolo, do you have anything to plug?
My Instagram is at Manolo something.
Yes. Yes.
ING, not an apostrophe.
Have you been working on anything exciting?
Not nothing to tell the public.
Interesting.
Ooh, private excitement. Yes. The way I do my forestry. Yeah.
I'm making a forest.
Gorgeous. I gotta if I could just really thank our sponsor Sticker Glitter Dog Sticker Mule. Get $10 off your first order of custom magnets or anything else at stickermule.com/gameshow. Special thanks. Oh, could you sing us out, please? Would you mind? And while I do these special thanks, Josh, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Oh, so great. So
what
great.
A
what a pleasure.
Great games.
Oh.
And beautifully hosted.
I mean, come on. Can you get better than that? Let's all go to Papaya Dog. All right. Play us out. Feel free to sing us out or... Oh, my gosh. Okay. Come on. in special thanks to our...
You wanted to sing while you're doing the special thanks.
It usually isn't so hard. Special thanks to our engineer.
Special thanks.
Andrew Marr.
A special thanks.
Big special thanks for figuring all that out. That was a lot.
Special thanks.
Thanks to our producer, Alex Papadan, who's all the way in Alaska.
Alaska.
Our mixer, Andrea Kristen's daughter, who's in Iceland right now. Our intern, baby Emmy. It's recorded at Hook and Fade Studios in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Don't come here. And our theme song is by Big Huge. Okay.
Goodbye, Joe.
Okay, big finish or something. Oh,
okay. When you say big finish, it's like hands off, right?
Right, like you're finished for a big time.
Oh, yeah.
That was so fun. Thank you so much
Thanks
for having
for
me.
Doing it.
I'm sorry I've been so... I think our emails go back like three years.
It's crazy how long we've tried to get you. Well, I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah, me too. This was so great.
So, every episode... well, actually, you know what's crazy?
Hmm.
Is that, like, this episode you were pretty... in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I think that maybe your new best friend might be Josh Gondelman.
Yeah, we had a very good riffing back and forthness.
Yeah. You were on fire.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be best friends with him?
We could be. I mean, we're in different places in our lives. I don't know how I would do at a dinner party. That seems like something that's his thing. I don't know. Not in a bad way. I just, you know, I still.
What's your thing?
Apparently rooftop rangers. Not really. No, we were just like comparing our 4th of July's and mine was pretty bad. And someone said, man, you Irish goodbye really hard last night. And I was like, I Irish goodbye myself last night.
Whoa.
It was pretty bad.
Jeez Louise. Talking about Independence Day, huh?
Yeah.
Independent from your own self.
Yeah, that's what happened. I don't know.
Well.
But, yeah, so, it was nice. It was nice to finally meet him.
I thought you guys really hit it off good. So maybe, this Manolo Minute, usually we do a Manolo Minute where Manolo talks about where he's gone for the episode, but this seems a little bit off because he did seem so present.
Which is funny because one of the first things I said to him after he said, hey, what are you up to? I said, or have you been or whatever? I was like, I'm still recovering from 4th of July.
I mean, maybe it's just a match. Maybe it's just... Sometimes you just hit it off with people. Do you want to?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Do you want to? I just feel bad forcing you to talk for a minute about what you were thinking about when you were so invested. You know what I mean?
For that hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would just repeat our same riffs. Because that's how there I was. Just trying to avoid throwing up. I don't know. No, it was a pleasant.
Wow, this is kind of a momentous Manolo Minute.
Really? You think it was a milestone?
Yeah, I think it's a milestone.
Did I ever tell you what my goals in life were?
No.
This sounds really bad.
No, it's good.
But one of them was just to, I don't know where I got this idea from or how I romanticized it, but it's to like be able to like sit in a booth with friends. Or people or someone, loved one, and just be able to riff like that or just talk about whatever. Nothing.
Give me chills.
Isn't that crazy when something you want in life is like there?
Oh my gosh. That's beautiful.
I feel like I set the bar pretty good.
Yeah, that's really nice. Did you watch the Tonys?
No. Did you?
Yeah. And this guy, he won Best Supporting Actor for Hadestown.
Mm-hmm.
And in the speech, he talked about He's like, you know, I could do the whole thank you thing, but I could just tell you the three. He's an older man.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I could just tell you the three things that three principles I've guided my life by.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, like, the quickest way to get anywhere is slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, the top of every mountain is the bottom of every next mountain. So just keep climbing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said the greatest thing, he goes, surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when you walk in the room.
Whoa, did that give you chills?
Yeah, I love that. Isn't that great? That's such a great way to live.
How long is that award show?
I think it's pretty average.
Like 2 hours?
Yeah, maybe.
So it was worth the 2 hours?
Yeah. I mean, there's nice performances and stuff.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I walked... We're in like a studio where there are two separate rooms separated by a window, the mm-hmm. booths. So I wasn't in the room, but I walked in the room and I saw you there and like I had a squint. So I don't know if my eyes lit up because I was squinting, but I was like, yay, Joe's here.
That's so nice. I felt the same way about you.
Even though I was in the other room.
When I saw you, I was really excited.
Yeah.
I thought, oh,
here
look
I
at
go.
Him. So excited. Well, I think that's a minute. Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
1, 2, 3, 4. Ring, ring on the telephone. It's Joe. Joe Firestone. Do you want to play games that you can win at home? But you need to know. It's Dr. Game Show. Game Show. Game Show.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.